God bless Bottom Nation, you little bottoms. Thanks for listening. Happy Monday, everybody. Just a quick note, we are bringing on a new team member. So check out patreon.com/WHGS. It is really just the backbone of this whole podcast. I know you hear the ads, but this is going to sound crazy. The amount of money we make on ads is based on how many listeners we have, and we're pretty restricted with the type of content that we're doing. So really, those of you who are supporting the Patreon, you are making this possible, and let's get everybody a raise, okay? Patreon.com/WHGS. And then this week, we have a frequently requested gay, Darren Karp. So fucking funny. The host of Scissoring Isn't a Thing, a producer at Bravo, just a really incredible person. We get into kind of being an older gay. We get into some fertility stuff. We get into parenting and just what it's like to be dating at this point in our lives, in our 30s, as queers, and answering those big queer questions about family and purpose. It's a good episode. I really love Darren. And listener, go support Kate. They are starting their regular show, The Lucas Spectacular. It's a comedy show, drag, variety, music, all kinds of great things. Go check it out. Union Hall in Brooklyn, Thursday, May 26th. At the Kate Sis, go check it out Thursday, May 26th, listener. Oh, and I'm going on tour. Please, for the love of God, sign up for the updates. I get way too many messages, even from podcast listeners, that they've missed me in their city. It's frustrating. Zoom, Alex. I am frustrated.
You're already fully zoomed.
Oh. Well, keep it. That's funny.
Listener, this episode is brought to you by Helix, my absolute favorite mattress. I am getting the best sleep of my life on a Helix. And you can too if you go over and take their little quiz, their 2-minute quiz. It's going to match you with the perfect mattress for you. And you'll be sleeping like a baby in no time. And right now, Helix is offering 25% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HelixPartner20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
My girlfriend, she's 10 years older than me.
Wow.
She's in her mid-40s.
How are you guys making that work?
It's not hard with age, although the references will be like a little hard sometimes. Like, I want to take her to like Watch It Happens Live. She'll be like, I don't care about Housewives because she works at Bravo. It's not like that interesting. And I was like, looking at the schedule, I was like, Duran Duran's going to be on. She was like, Duran Duran? And I was like, yeah, do you know them? And she's like, are you kidding? And she was like, this is New Wave. It's New Wave, babe. This is New Wave. And I was like, I don't know what New Wave is. The fuck?
I'm fucking obsessed with your shirt.
Do you want it?
I kind of, can I buy it off of you?
Oh yeah, how like, much? I'll charge you double. That's how the works, my friend.
You got to give me a shirt to go home in, but you're like, fucking have
I can give you my not as good version of that.
It's funny because when I put on this shirt this morning, I was with my ex when I got it.
And do you
I
have
was
a like, beeper?
No, it's AirPods.
Oh.
I just hate taking it in the thing. It's my little lesbian thing, you know? And I was thinking, I was like, oh my God, can I not wear the sweater anymore? Because I got it with my ex. And then I was like, no, I really like it. And then you were like,
of course you can wear the sweater
know,
that you got
know,
with your
I know.
But it was like ex's sweater. And even if
but
it
we
were.
We got on a trip. So it's like, it's not like, oh, I was dating my ex-girlfriend when I got the sweater. It was like, no, I was like with her on a vacation. So it feels, you know,
yeah,
memories.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I recently talked about an ex that I went to Paris with. And you got this shirt
correct.
In Paris.
Yes.
And on that trip to Paris, I was like kind of what maybe you're at now. I was like super into matching my hat to my sneakers. A phase I regret so much, and I'm so sorry that I insulted you about it.
But like backhanded kind of complimented as well.
They don't match today.
They don't.
But like, the yellow the and then the yellow dots was what I
it's
was.
Just like. It's just a different style.
I respect it.
It's like little
I think
kid.
It looks good.
No, it's gayer. It's gayer. It's gayer. I will say, Kate, the girls are sliding off their chairs for you. Like, they what? Are talking about your haircut. They love Kate.
Oh, how could you not love Kate?
How could you not love
I already
Kate?
Love her.
How could you not?
Or, that was almost Donald Trump. How could you it how could you not love Kate?
It wasn't
Kate?
On purpose. Oh, I've unleashed it. I do everything to avoid this. And then I
there it is. We're pouring the love on you today, Kate.
No one knows more about stage. Matching their hat to their shoes than Kate says.
It's true. True.
If you've seen a hat, she's got shoes for it.
I respect that game.
Okay, did you hear about his hole-in-one?
What?
Trump got a hole-in-one. They released a press statement about it.
He's been golfing for how many years? Statistically, it had to happen eventually.
But also, okay. You know it's not real. It's like a robot ball that he was probably like controlling on the side or some shit like
yes,
that.
Yes, that's what you know, he's been famous for cheating in past games. So I think no that's shit. Why they put
Wait,
out a press
release. Are
you
fucking serious with a robot
Trump
golf ball?
Famous for cheating, not, Kate.
Not with a robot.
It's just so boring. Like, Jesus.
You know, kicking it in. I don't know. Saying, oh, found it. My ball's not in the woods. It's actually right here. You know, how golf people cheat.
Are you
cheat.
Fucking
I don't
serious?
Know. People have said that
we
Trump get, has
we
cheated.
We have to find 11,000 birdies. 11,000 birdies are hidden in this golf score.
You know, the eagle is the American bird. But so he got the hole in one, and they put out a press release being like, the rumors are true. The president got a hole in one. But the amazing thing was the video of him checking it. He's checking the hole, and he goes, yeah, there it is. And then he's old, right? He goes like this to pick up the ball. He goes like this. And just like immediate, like it was, that's more impressive than a hole in one.
Yeah.
To be able to bend down at that age to get a ball. What, and not the, oh,
yeah, you did the graceful
pushing
leg.
Yourself up,
he did the
he
graceful leg.
He put leg out to the side, basically did a fucking like leg
what
press.
What a weird man he is.
He's such a strange man.
Strange is one word for him.
Yes.
Strange is one word. That might be the nicest word I can
think of. Anyway, that was interesting that you complimented me and then I was like, hey, why don't we talk about our former president who everyone hates?
Do you think that sociopaths live longer than regular people?
Mm-hmm.
It feels like they never die.
No, I think we're just paying attention to them more, so it feels like that.
Yeah. It feels like forever.
It feels like forever.
This life is dragging on.
Well, yeah, and it's like, don't just die already, you know? And like, we're focusing on those people more. Like, every second feels like
I would
a day.
Love, for, I don't know if I can still get arrested for this, but I would love that guy to die.
I was thinking of that this morning, which is weird, but I can't say that. I can't say that. It
we
feels
can't,
wrong.
We technically, I feel that wishing death upon someone is so different than planning his death.
I feel it's different to say, like, I want him to die versus I wouldn't be, like, I'm not going to cry for him when he dies. Like, I don't wish death upon anybody, but I'm not going to be, like, upset.
Well, I think if he doesn't die, he will win the next election.
I think that's there's a very there. High probability, and that's why he needs to be taken out.
Okay,
maybe
now,
by a robot
now you're
golf
on the
ball.
List. Now you're on the list.
His biggest opponent right now is DeSantis, oddly. And they're talking shit on each other.
Are they really?
Yes. They're turning on each other because they're both kind of going for it. And so they can't, they have to hate each other.
Yeah.
Because Trump wants a nod, but so does DeSantis.
That's funny.
Trump wouldn't get like DeSantis is like straight up homophobic. Trump never got as homophobic as DeSantis is. I don't
Right,
because
he's like,
no, he doesn't care.
We're doing everything for our gays.
Yeah. He's like, yes. No one loves the gays more than me. Someone actually, I don't know why, I've gotten a fight with a troll.
It happens.
And the troll was like, you should love Donald Trump. This was a sincere, it's not even a troll. This was a sincere person.
Right.
Like, you should love Donald Trump. Yeah. He's done more for gay people than anybody. Said that to me sincerely. Used his quote sincerely. And I was like, you go Google and find one gay thing that Donald Trump has done.
You know, speaking
and she
of
came
gay-
back with, well, the economy is great.
I was going to say, I was like, ask her for an example. Of that would be true. Is this supposed to blanket
the economy?
Statement?
It's like,
I mean, yes, that is good for gay people, but it's good for everyone. If it's good for everyone, then it doesn't count.
Right.
Speaking of gay, last night, my passport came in the mail.
Great.
And then today they announced that you could put an X on your passport.
Although it doesn't go into effect until the 11th.
Can you sneak in there?
No, it's I have my brand new passport. It'll be good for 10 years.
You could fucking make a stink about that. You're like, you guys upsold. Like, you should write them. And
I don't
like,
even want it. I don't want to get into a whole thing with the TSA agent.
Maybe what happened here is the federal government decided your gender for
they
you.
They saw mine and they were like, this that is wouldn't be surprising. Fucked. They were writing F and they were like, this is a hate crime.
We can't legally do this. I look
psychotic in the photo.
Do they let you smile?
They did not let us smile.
Okay.
And my partner really? Was so mad because my partner, you know, she's a lawyer, so she looks everything up and she like filled out all the forms for us. And she was like, you're allowed to do a slight smile now. So we're at the CVS and she does a slight smile and the guy's like, no smiling. And so she got really mad and she's like, well, technically. And he was like, no smiling. So she's there like dead eyeing and angry because she's been screamed at not to smile twice. So I miserable. Don't have a smile and I was having a really good hair day. I thought.
You can't wear a hat.
Yeah,
right?
What period? No hat. What period was this photo taken?
Full curls.
The Karen? Full curls, okay.
The Karen had grown out. It was like full curls, pretty fun.
Kate had a Karen.
I got fucking butchered.
Oh, okay, so this was an accident. As opposed to voluntarily going.
Yeah, No.
Give me the Karen.
Literally showed a picture and came out with something else. It was, you know, an LG. Oh, you should go to an LGBT salon and have some fucking stupid guy who's supposed to be performing on Broadway cut my hair because of the pandemic. Probably one of the most talented people in the city.
This is why I go to a straight woman.
And he's not good at cutting hair. Like, I was like, this is, it made me deeply upset for him.
I love him.
You go to a young
like,
guy?
Yeah, I go to like a, oh, it's mostly, it's right. Actually like all of them are Asian. All of them are Japanese, I think. Well, yeah, I think all of them are Japanese. And my Japanese friend recommended it. She's like, they will give you the fucking sickest blunt cut ever. And they will like, they are fucking precise and giving it to me. And I love it. There's like a young, he's like 25. What? And as far as
a prodigy, a prodigy.
Is your hair naturally straight? Like,
it's like wavy.
Because I'm like into my waves lately. So I don't know.
I like your waves. They're more, did you do anything to your hair today?
No, nothing.
This is natural.
Natural.
You have like more natural, pretty waves than I do. Mine is like beach, but it gets a little, frizzy. Do you know what I mean? And I don't like that. I don't want frizz. I mean, I used to have really long hair. So that was a fucking nightmare.
That's so much
And then
work.
I cut it like 10 inches in 2014, 15, and I've never looked back and it was the best decision I ever made.
I've never. Awesome. Should we do the
podcast? You want to know one of the funniest ADHD moments that I've had really quick?
Right now?
Yeah.
Was this it?
Yes.
When I said, should we do the podcast?
And I changed the subject?
Yeah.
No, I'm actually still going with the subject, which is also very ADHD. I'm fixated on what you've said.
Please, fixate.
I did the big chop. And it was at a place where they don't
10 inches or something.
Yeah. They don't mail it to the charity for
Blocks
you. You
love.
Do it yourself. So they're like, here, send this to the charity. And I brought it home. And it wasn't until I was moving that I realized I never mailed it. And I just had a huge amount of hair.
I also forgot to mail my hair
really?
To Locks of Love.
Yes. And then at a certain point, what is in the water here?
And then at a certain point, you're like,
what, how do you both forget like a good deed? You did the hard thing,
right?
You did the hard thing already.
And I looked like such a little Dutch boy after, like my haircut was so stupid. And like, I just fully forgot to mail the hair.
I ended up grinding it up for my drag beard.
Oh, I just sent it and was like, I don't know whether or not it's still good.
I don't know if
my hair is expired. Yeah. But
I think that's a good thing about hair. Yeah.
Old
this is
hair
my old
for sale.
Stale hair that I forgot to send.
Crunchy, crispy hair for sale.
All right. Well, we did not even close to introduce Darren.
That's cool.
We just had a full 15. I don't even think
they don't know me by now, just with my voice. Come on.
You should know Darren. I did your podcast, which is on hiatus.
Scissoring isn't a thing. Yes.
And you're also like Andy Cohen's. What do you call yourself, like right-hand guy?
I mean, I guess the correct term would be probably like director of operations. But yeah, I'm like his gal Friday. I've been with him for 12 years.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Yeah.
So just gay royalty, really.
Yeah.
Darren Karp.
I guess so. Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Yes, thanks
I can't
for
wait
being
to
here.
Sex. Thanks.
That's a applause that we can't hear. This
is that the definition of your comedy career?
Honestly, this soundboard has gone through a few iterations of working and not working, and this is like 50% working.
Well, the labels on them certainly beg the question of high elegance and production value.
Listen, we were a small scrappy podcast.
I love the scrappiness.
At one point,
I made it myself.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty decent.
Thanks.
There's some good things on there.
Yeah, there's some good. I might have to borrow it. All right.
You can borrow my non-working soundboard.
Yeah, why not?
Slap it on any time.
I like this one. I'm not even sure what it is anymore, but the button still presses. What do we got there?
We'll find out.
We're going to program that. Yeah. We'll find out. It's going to be something like Trump is awesome or something. Just over and over again.
They're not bringing their best.
Make America great again.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Anything you want to plug?
Okay, well, I do a true crime podcast as well called Shaken and Disturbed, which was a spinoff of Martinis and Murder, which I did at NBC for a little while. But I also go on Good Morning America about once a month to do Binge This. And I have a show on People TV 4 days a week called Reality Check that I do.
That's right.
That I interview all the reality stars of the day.
Yes. One time our podcast made it into something.
Yes, it did.
On there because.
Yes, it did. And I think I was like, I know her. And I was like, I can report on this.
And that was so cool. That's how we got into People.
Yeah, cool. Okay. Yeah. I can't remember. What was the story?
Demi Burnett slid into Ruby Rose's.
That's right.
DMs.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
I reported on that.
Nothing to do with me. It just. Heard it here first.
Yeah. No, but you like that. That's good shit. I thought Demi was amazing and then she kind of crashed and burned the last season.
Yeah, I couldn't get through it.
How do you crash and burn on The Bachelor? You stop being charming?
She was like the symbol, in my opinion, as a fan. And like, I can go highbrow and lowbrow, I think, with reality. So I can talk about it on multiple levels. But like, she was a symbol of like, she was kind of this out bi girl. And that The Bachelor is very heteronormative. I mean,
it's the straightest show on television.
Actually wants to host it.
I really want them to make me the host.
I've had a meeting with them to try and tell them that not to take your spotlight, no. but that they should hire me because I was like, this would get rid of your heteronormativity.
They should absolutely hire you. No, you're in a better position for it. That's what your skills are for. I can sacrifice it for any lesbian. And if you are the lesbian.
They absolutely should do that.
Are you getting her the rose?
It would literally, in one fell swoop, make
Taryn,
the critique.
Will you host The Bachelor instead of me?
Where's my fucking rose, bitch? Yes. Or we can host it together and be like Tayshia and Caitlin.
I would love that.
Two lesbians coming at you like, dude.
Two brunette lesbians. Two brunette lesbians straddling the femme mask line just coming out.
Exactly.
Like,
you got the hat. I'll get the sweater. We'll both have the sneakers. Kate could come in with the match and set.
I'll host The Bachelorette. All the guys will be lined up outside being like, wow, she's taking forever. And I'm in there just like eating her pussy. Sorry. Bachelorette's not happening.
That would make the show so much better. I got to admit.
I feel like they put the queer representation in those weird like, I'm so glad you're here that we can. There's no other time I can talk about this.
Yeah.
But you know, when they're like, they have like a random, they bring in the pilots to do the flight training and they put them in the simulator and all the pilots are queer. They're queer women.
Or like, yes. They put them in the background as like B-list characters.
There's like a Croatian knight teaching them about the ways of Croatian medieval history and like the Croatian knight, clearly non-binary. Like this tiny little non-binary.
Like, I would bet. Some of these girls who go on the show are bisexual. And like they're
all bisexual.
I don't say all.
They're all bisexual.
But like because some of them are so straight. You know the ones I'm talking about. They're like,
let me talk to
beyond
them.
Beyond hetero. Oh my gosh. Beyond. That you can't even like sift it out on them. But they never talk about it. And Demi was like this first example. Now, granted, it was on Bachelor in Paradise, which I think gets a little bit, it's more rough around the edges. Then she kind of became this like insecure girl who sabotaged another girl and like talked shit on her. And I just don't like that. You know, if you're trying to hook up with a guy, blame the guy, not the other girl. So that I really don't like. And that's why I said she crashed and burned.
I think she's just genuinely going through a hard time.
I think that's exactly what it is.
Because I was texting with her. And I think she was just genuinely going through like a tough time.
And that's the thing about reality, which is like, also, the negative side is that when you are being yourself on TV, you can't really hide having like a really shitty like I would not have wanted to have been filmed when I was coming out. On my worst day, I would not want it to be filmed by millions of people on ABC at 8 o'clock at night, like people watching.
In Kansas.
And especially around social media. Are you fucking kidding? That girl went through a really hard time. But what I saw in terms of her personality is why I mean crash and burn. I'm sure she's very lovely and amazing. We just saw a very hard time.
Yes, for sure. Right. And God, I just thank her for her service.
Well, yeah, I mean, she actually did a lot. She really did a lot, and she doesn't back down, which I really like. She did a lot.
Well, anyway, should we introduce ourselves?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
We're in the apartment. We're having gay sex. We're having gay sex with Darren Carp, a gem. So confident. You're such a confident person.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you command a room.
I really appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you. So do you both.
Don't flip this. Don't flip this. Let me compliment you.
Okay, thank you.
Great sweater. Great hair. I'm Ashley Gavin. I'm a cis gay white woman. She, her pronouns. Massive tour. AshleyGavin.com. Please, for the love of God, go sign up for my text alerts, my tour
shit, stuff like that. Fuck, damn it. I went to sit down to write a pun for you.
And I
didn't finish it. Okay. I got it. Let's do a hockey one. Okay. You want a hockey one?
Yeah, let's do it.
This guy can never slip one past your goalie.
True.
My cancel coach keeps me from getting canceled. Kate Sis!
Hey, everybody. It's me, Kate Sis, the cancel coach, the fat in the chat. I am a white bisexual lesbian dyke. Pronouns are she, he, they. I don't know how to say them. Jesus Christ.
Any pronoun.
I get more depressed every time I say my pronouns. Your fault! My gender of the week, as submitted by the listeners, is when, you know, it's the end of the toothpaste and it's like all kind of like crusty cap. I was like, yeah, that's a good one. Thank you. So thank you for submitting your genders of the week.
At the Kate Sisk. You're doing great. You have really gained a lot of followers.
Yeah, thank you so much for following.
Yeah, any shows coming up?
Yes, I've got the Lucas Spectacular at Union Hall on Thursday, May 26th. It's going to be awesome. I'm hosting it in Brooklyn, yes. I'm hosting it in my drag persona, Lucas, and we're going to have comedians, musical performers, drag kings, everything. We're gonna have all kinds of shit on the show.
Come to the first one, because if it gets sold out, then they'll give you a second one.
Yes, it's super important that I sell the first one out. We got 100 seats, so act quick, because hopefully they'll go fast.
Do it.
I'm gonna do it.
Thank you.
Do you mind introducing yourself in this way that we've laid out?
My name is I don't have like the cool.
No,
shit.
No, that's just for us.
My name is.
Honestly, it's just for Kate. I don't do anything.
That's what I was thinking. I mean, she was just going to go down the alphabet anyway. My name is Darren Karp. I am not wearing sweatpants like these fine people over here.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And
yeah.
No, please. I am a cis white lesbian person.
Nice.
Yeah. I was self-conscious because I knew you were going to look nice, and I the past few weeks have been a little hard with my health and touring and eating healthy. Yeah. And things just feel a little tight right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That wasn't a shame. That was like, I wish I was in sweatpants.
I love sweatpants. I'm going to get some new ones.
I live in sweatpants. Are you kidding? I'm all about athleisure wear.
Athleisure. Yeah. I love athleisure.
Love athleisure.
But you are very like, you dress very well. You're put together.
I try to be.
I do kind of when I look at you, I feel like I'm watching TV.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You've got it together. Thank you. You will ascend. I don't know when it'll happen, but you will ascend.
I'll be 80 and I'll be like, God damn it. I'm still wearing this sweater. I haven't taken it off. Please. God damn. But thank you. That's very nice.
I'm about to say something incredibly vulnerable. You kind of look the way I want to look.
That's incredibly vulnerable.
With your style. Yeah. I love your style.
Would it make you feel better to say that, like, I paid attention to what I was wearing because I was going to be in front of you today?
That does make me feel better. I have a lot of laundry. I was looking through my clothes and I was like, I don't have great options today. And I
see a trench coat back there.
There's a good trench coat.
You could have worn a trench.
Thank you.
Little sweats.
The other thing is, I want to buy all new. Maybe this will be my gay sex, but I really want to buy all new clothes. I very rarely buy new clothes. Like, it's hard for me. It's really hard.
What's
for
your
me.
Indulgence? What do you spend your money on?
That is a great question. I probably go out to. I like.
I
going
think
out
you
to
like
dinner.
Food. Yeah, you like restaurants.
Yeah, okay. Restaurants.
Ice cream.
I love ice cream.
Okay.
Yeah.
Little treats. Kate?
I probably spend the most of my money that way.
I also have problems buying clothes for myself, and Chelsea has been helping me to kind of be released from that.
Darren's
prison.
Running our podcast. Did you notice what just happened?
I did notice.
So just
that TV glow, baby. It's that ascension.
Let's see, what is my indulgence? What do I like?
I mean, it was really just like, what do you spend money on?
The subway.
The J train.
But I have trouble buying clothes for myself.
Yeah.
And I was like, I really want to buy a bunch of new stuff, and I just don't know what I want to look like right now. I like knew what I wanted to look like, and now I'm like, I'm struggling a little bit.
I like your style.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm wearing.
Yeah, you've changed a lot over time.
Yeah.
So
I try to keep up, but I also am afraid of things. Mm. I'm afraid of trying new things.
Mm. I am the same way, but I do indulge on clothes, but that's also come with like a lot of time and dating a lot of other women who do that thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That encourages me to do that thing.
Straight women have totally changed the way that I dress. Like, I am a better dresser because of the straight women in my life. for sure.
I think I'm better dresser because of the gay women in my life, oddly.
To be fair, you're a better dresser because of the straight woman in your life that you had a long-term relationship
with. Yeah, right.
Not like friends. No.
And you were in a committed
gay relationship.
Yes, of course.
Kitchenware is my indulgence. I like
kitchenware. Yeah. That's great.
We just bought some steak. I love cooking.
That's a good partner.
I'm fully stalling right now because I don't have a story.
I think you should talk about image. I like that.
All right.
We got a juice press and a citrus press. Different. We got two different cheese graters. Never had a cheese grater in my home growing up.
That's when you know you're an adult, though, is if you're getting fucking kitchen goods.
Right? And then I bought steak knives the other day.
Steak knives?
Yeah.
From like a pyramid scheme?
No.
Someone came to the door and she was like, all right, I'll buy the encyclopedias too.
Oh boy, did they get me. I got the books, I got the knives, I got the vacuum.
Yeah.
I got the hair care products.
Vacuum is very important.
The men's face gel, I got it all. The smoothie powder?
Shit. So your indulgence is like,
I'm joking about all the different pyramid schemes. Yeah. No, that was a joke. I only got the steak knives.
Sorry, I didn't sleep well last night. I am not feeling well.
It's okay. I got in at like 2 a.m. from a flight from L.A., so I hear you.
Maybe you can help me because like I don't know what I want to be right now because the style has changed so much. I feel like I was on top of my game 2016, 17, 18, nailing that period of time, which is so different than now. And during the pandemic.
We're the same age, right? How old are you?
I'm 34.
Okay, same age. I feel like we dress for your age, so it's like it's going to change from like your mid-20s.
So this is a problem.
Right. Okay, so you don't know your next step.
Full 12-year-old boy. Let me show you some outfits.
Give me some
that plays into what you're talking about.
Yes.
And what's wrong with dressing like a 12-year-old boy? We just don't want to dress like a 12-year-old boy.
Nothing's wrong with it. I just don't like looking like this off stage. So here's like something that I wore on stage.
Okay. I like that.
That's like, this is a jot for the listener. Maybe we can throw a clip up.
It says, I'm comfortable, but I care.
And I've got good shoes on and I just have like a massive.
You're a sneaker gal.
Yes. Sneakers. Okay, cool, always sneakers.
Yeah.
Tie-dye shirt, massive. Like it's very mask.
Okay.
And I think it's very mask. And I like, you know, like bigger shirts on stage. When I'm off stage, I more want to be in this realm.
Okay.
You know what? I like simpler.
So you're not trying to change your stage outfits. You're good in that.
No, the stage outfits are like super, super mask.
Right.
Well, not super, super mask.
I wouldn't say super, super mask.
The most mask version of myself.
Okay.
And now, right now, off stage, I don't know how mask I want to look. I don't want to dress like I dress on stage all the time.
Mm.
And that's like what I feel like I have, like just really big shirts.
Can I ask?
I don't know.
Do you feel like a different person when you're on stage?
I do feel like a hyped up masculine version of myself. Yeah. I don't know if that.
So that's like your like comedic persona.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's not that different. I would say it's only like 10 to 20%.
Yeah, but it's a hype factor. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it's the adult thing. But then it's just like, I'm not, the thing is, I would love to dress like this, but I'm not going anywhere. That is the thing that I think
I don't
the
dress
most...
like this in the house. I'll put on what you're wearing.
Right.
I'll wear what you are
but
wearing.
But I'm not leaving the house. You know what this is? I'm not really going on dates.
Yeah, you don't go on dates, you don't go on dinner. Like, you need a dating life.
I am not.
You're not seeing anybody?
Not really. I'm not doing.
She's touring so much, and then when she's home, she needs to rest.
Yeah, and like I'm not meeting people organically.
Do you like your arms?
Well, like, well, why'd you say that? Like, there's
she's like
wrong.
Because you wear really long sleeves.
This is in right now. Yeah.
Well,
this,
I think
sleeve.
It's gone.
You cuff it. You're supposed to cuff it.
I can't cuff it. I can't.
And
do
I
it.
Would cuff it. Yeah, you could cuff it. I've also been working on my arms, like as musculature. So I want to show that off.
I said this before. I'm not working out. I'm flab. This is the flabbiest version of myself in a while.
You don't look flabby.
You don't feel flabby at all.
You just might probably feel flabby.
Yeah. You don't look.
I feel flabby. Yeah, girl. Give me that good stuff. There it is. There it is. I was going to do the same thing.
Shut the fuck up. Anyway, no, I'm just kidding.
Taylor,
anyone's allowed to feel in their body how they feel in their body.
Don't worry about how you look. This is not a comparison thing. I'm talking about myself right now.
But I do think that this. So here's where I'm torn because I think up here is the new.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that is age appropriate for you.
It is. I cuff mine. It is. But I cuff it neater.
Yeah.
I want some more.
You know, like
the nice
how
crease.
I cuff my. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I just need to go shopping.
I'll
and
help
I might
you.
Need, would you help me?
Yeah, I got a couple brands for you to look at if you want.
I would love that.
Okay.
I think, and then I have to also be like okay with like buying some things for myself and being okay with that.
And like sometimes it's like an interesting mixture. Like to weddings, I'll wear suits exclusively. I only wear suits.
I don't own, like, I don't have.
I'm always
like
the
that.
Person that people DM to be like, where do you get your suits? Because I know a lot of like good suit places that fit for women like us, which are like boy bodies. Like I don't have big boobs or anything like that. You know, like I'm mostly built like a boy.
Yeah.
But I think that you need to like I'll wear a suit, but I also have this like 100% lace suit. So it's like
that's
a little
cool.
femme,
cool.
but it's like rock and roll mask in terms of being the suit. And that's like a comfortable mixture.
I'm willing to experiment with stuff like that.
I will help you. I will help you.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think
I recommend Tan Francis Masterclass. I gotta say,
I'll take Tan Francis's Masterclass.
I took it and I thought it was really interesting. And he's like budget conscious in it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
And one thing that he told, like a myth that he busted in it, is that it is inexpensive to get your clothes tailored. So if you buy something that doesn't fit you,
I love tailoring.
Then you just take and get it tailored.
Yes. Yes.
A lot of my stuff.
I've
being
had
from
things tailored.
Being from I don't know, not a city. Anything I wanted to get, like, something fixed, like, or altered, my grandmother would just do it. There was no, like, oh, let me just walk a block to the tailor.
I had a tailor, so that's
so if you're willing
issue.
To spend up, I mean, a lot of the places that you do will do it for free. They tailor
body
for free.
Interesting.
So. I think even Uniqlo tailors for, has
they probably
a tailor.
Do. You
they
should
do.
Try, yeah. my first
their
brand
pants
I'm gonna
are
have
the
you,
same length.
My first brand I'm going to have you try is Paul Smith.
Okay.
Paul Smith. Just take a look at it. Female section.
You should do a YouTube shopping trip.
I should. I should include Sam because of his YouTube channel
as
well.
Right.
Sam Morrison. Follow him, please. My best friend. Amazing guy.
Follow him.
He looks
my best friend.
My best friend as well.
He looks great.
I'm just
Alex, is Sam Morrison your best friend?
Yes.
Great.
He's everyone's best friend, apparently. What a slut. Shit. No more.
You guys, this is so nice. I think this is like a combination of issues growing into my future self. I feel like
you're ready for that step.
Yeah, I'm ready for that step. I want to figure out who like successful Ashley Gavin.
Yeah.
Mm. It's important to look at.
Yeah, it really is. And I don't
right
now.
Then you feel it. A lot of it is just smoke and mirrors. Dude.
I think I figured out my stage one. And then also I do need to get back in the dating game. I got to make an effort. I think that's. And I almost think that these are linked in some way. Like maybe if I can make myself feel really good and hot, I'll
manifest. Go on a date.
Correct me if I'm wrong, based on what you said, you're mostly not dating because you have no time.
No time.
Not because of lack of confidence.
Correct.
Okay.
I'm also like not meeting the people I want to be meeting.
Are you on dating apps?
Yes, and I'm at the bottom.
Okay, we're at the bottom of the list for all of them. We're scraping the barrel here.
I just got on Raya.
Okay.
Which is the only...
The celebrity one?
Yeah, but it's not really for celebrities anymore. Anyone can get on there.
Oh.
It's just Tinder with, like, cachet.
Yeah.
Basically. But in a good way. I mean, it's a good dating pool.
I don't know. We'll see. I haven't even filled out my information, so...
Okay.
But yeah, I'm just like,
you don't meet people on the road. I guess it's hard because
it's
like
hard
distance too.
It's distance. And also it's just like, and I love you guys so much. And thank you for coming to my shows. It's hard to meet someone you really want to date at a show.
Yeah, sure. It's hard to be IRL.
That's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for hookups. I like want to find someone I want to date. Hookups are fine. I do them. I enjoy them.
I do hookups.
I do
hookups.
I do hookups and I take in the weed and... Oh man, I don't know. Do I sniff of the coke? I don't know.
Sniff of the coke.
Sniff of the coke.
But yeah, I guess that's my gay sex room this week. I am not satisfied with anything that in my life.
General malaise.
You're satisfied with your career.
Yes, I'm in a liminal space.
A liminal space.
And I feel how liminal it is.
Interesting.
We're liminal.
Okay,
liminal. And listener, go support Kate. They are starting their regular show, The Lucas Spectacular. It's a comedy show, drag, variety, music, all kinds of great things. Go check it out. Union Hall in Brooklyn, Thursday, May 26th. At the Kate Sis, go check it out Thursday, May 26th, listener. Listener, don't forget to support the Patreon, patreon.com/WHGS. That's how we pay Alex. He is a full-time employee of the podcast. We could not pay him on ads alone. That's how we pay Kate. And of course, me also. This is full-time work. So please consider going and donating. And in return for those donations, you get bonus episodes. You get comped tickets when I'm in your city. You get extended, unfiltered, uncut episodes, weekly access to my Zoom stream of my show in New York, and lots of other stuff. Patreon.com/WHGS. Listener, do not miss me when I'm in your city. I know you miss my TikToks and my Instagram posts, and sometimes you skip podcast episodes. I'm only in town once a year, so let me text you once a year when I'm in town, or I can email you ashleygavin.com. There's going to be 25 cities on this tour. Don't miss your city.
Listener, spring has sprung. Love is in the air, and that means you need your Helix mattress. You don't want to bring a girl home and have her crawl into your bed and feel like shit the next day, and then she takes it out on you and never sees you again. Help your boo thang get a good night's sleep on a Helix mattress. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex. Take the 2-minute mattress quiz, and you'll find out which mattress is best for you. And it's no stress. You get 100 nights to try it. And there's a 10 to 15 year warranty. So don't sweat this decision. But I know you're going to love it because you don't have to take my word for it. Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And now I'm going to ask you if you've had gay sex this week.
I had gay sex multiple times this week.
That sounds great.
Because I had to say bye to my girlfriend who's going away for 2 months. So,
and your girlfriend's older than you.
She is. Yeah, she's 10 years older than me.
Wow.
She's in her mid-40s.
How are you guys making that work?
Due to the age or due to the distance for the moment?
Oh, both, I guess.
Well, age is not a big deal.
Is it usually distance or it's just these 2 months?
No, she's like a producer on a show that's international. So she has to go away like half the year.
This is the type of woman I want to meet.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's amazing. It's not hard with age, although the references will be like a little hard sometimes. Like, you know, I want to take her to like Watch It Happens Live. And she's known Andy for a very long time and has been friends with all these people for a very long time. And she'll be like, I don't care about Housewives because she works at Bravo. It's not like that interesting. And I was like, looking at the schedule, I was like, Duran Duran's going to be on. She was like, Duran Duran? And I was like, yeah, do you know them? And she's like, Are you kidding? And
she was Duran Duran seems even a little outdated for a 40-year-old. Like a 40-year-old.
She was like obsessed with them. She was like, this is new wave. It's new wave, babe. This is new wave. And I was like, I don't know what new wave is. The fuck? She's really big into music. Funny. And so she's always like, you know, our references are like a little different. Like the Super Bowl halftime show, which I loved. And I love M and I love Dre. That she was like fully conscious human being when all of that shit was going down.
Right.
Like she graduated high school in the 90s. In the 90s.
Yeah. Wow.
She's only
in
40?
1996. No, she's 44. She's 10 years old.
44.
Yeah.
Oh, the Duran Duran makes more sense now.
Exactly. She's born in the late 70s.
Okay.
Right. So, wow. I know.
What about the kids thing? You ever talk about the kids thing?
We talk about it a lot, actually. Yeah, we want children, I think.
This is why it's so great to be gay. 2 uteri.
I know, but... 2 uteri, but...
4 oves. 4 oves.
4 oves.
Plucking those eggs fresh off those oves.
Yeah, I definitely want to, like... It's definitely... You know, you definitely vary your chances. Although, we're missing a vital component. To have a kid.
Let's
not forget that.
You know anything about that?
Of strong father figure.
Yes. An older brother type that will come in and out.
Kate can step in.
Yeah, Kate's got a lot of sperm.
I got so much sperm.
It's ridiculous.
It's mostly in my mouth, but... Yeah.
You can spit it into me, though. It's fine. Just can't really hit the air for too long.
I actually feel ill. I feel ill.
Did that give you COVID? Did that give you COVID again?
I have COVID.
That happened from COVID. I talk about kids all the time. I'm not, like, ready for them right now because I'm still, like, rising in my career.
Here's a question. I had an argument...
Yeah, you're doing so well.
Thank you.
I had an argument about this with an ex. Would you guys do... The combining the 2 eggs.
What?
The mash. The DNA mash of the 2 eggs.
I would.
Wait, is there a new DNA mash that I don't know about? You can do that
where it's like you can mesh the eggs together, but I think it's really expensive. Yeah, see, I think it's still in like the experimental.
Yeah.
Maybe if you have like a fuck ton of money, you can probably do that. I don't know.
I would absolutely
never buy new clothes so that I could do the DNA mash. I would absolutely do it.
I'm terrified of it.
Wow.
I'm terrified of like
why?
End of society, zombie apocalypse. Don't test God and science.
children would like be a, if they had no. like mashup of eggs. You're
I don't,
like, these are gonna be
I
zombie
don't
kids.
Trust that they would come out as normal people.
Of course. It's terrifying. It's
did we science. Come out as normal people? What is the definition yes. of normal?
Like species, on a species level, we are human
we
beings.
We have two arms and not three arms.
Yeah.
Well, even the people who have three arms are still the human being species.
That could be
it's
a dominant
like
word
of what a lizard.
No, I just mean like that something could happen.
Of course something could happen.
You could have like a fabulous life with two moms. Stop the presses. The government needs to step
well, so
in
you
now
still need, you
step
still-
in now. This is fucking this is the whole this is what they're talking about family values. It's going down the drain. Down
you know who's
drain.
Gonna fuck up DNA stuff like that? It's not the lesbians. The lesbians just want to have biological children.
Yeah,
who's gonna fuck it up? The straights, yeah. the finance bros, being like blonde, blue-eyed, male.
Yes,
yeah. that's Aryan race. Yeah. Whatever yes. pure is.
I do think that. I do think that is true.
It's
but the idea of three sets of DNA going into one human is kind of crazy.
It does seem a little odd.
Wait. Okay. Wait. How does this work? We're Darren's talking yeah. about.
Oh,
her
wait, yeah, let's go back to
like,
it.
No, we need to know. No, please. I'm very fascinated with what you think.
I don't know.
This
I don't know.
Loose episode. No, it's just what it is. It's a loose episode, and
it's
that's
loose.
Okay. As long
I know,
as
but
you
wait,
just keep
we should
us on
go
time.
Back to career and baby timing. That's so hard. I feel like
at some point, we must come back to the mashed up DNA, though.
And we will
Alex,
come back.
Will you find out how they're mashing up the DNA for us while Darren talks about biological clock?
Oh joy. What was the question? Like
like
why?
If it's like if kids when cuz you said the career is
yeah, I mean, I don't first off, I think I'm very privileged in the sense of like I'm going to try and freeze my eggs and I'm glad that we have
nice.
That as an option now and that's yeah. fairly relatively easy to do. And when I say that, I just mean like
and not,
it is accessible.
It is a little cheaper yeah. than it used to be now.
It
too.
Is a little bit cheaper. Yeah. It's more normalized in yeah. terms of just like you can talk about it with any doctor now. It's
yeah.
not like a weird
right.
thing. I'm yeah. not saying it's like an easy process, but you know what I mean by that. So I want to do that. So, you know, I mean, like, I don't want to be pregnant. I have no desire to be pregnant.
Yeah.
I don't want that. I have no interest, at least not right now. So, you know, freeze my eggs maybe in like within 5 years.
Yeah,
she doesn't
yeah.
want to be 50 when she has kids, which I get because like,
yeah.
you want to be around for most of your kid's life. And even talking to Andy, sometimes like I just remember like, oh my God, I had kids so old. Like I'm so old now. And I'm like, no, you're not. Like you're still like a young guy. He's a single father, you know, but he had Ben when he was 51. So there is a little bit of like you don't have the same energy. And
yeah.
I don't want to
yeah.
take that away from
and
her.
And not to be morbid, but my dad was quite old when they had me. And he's dead now. So
oh, okay. So
that,
cool.
I really thought I was going to get a laugh on that.
Yeah.
And
I am
I
laughing.
Never good.
You didn't even let
I
me laugh.
I wanted to fall.
No, my laugh was starting.
Okay. My friend Kat, she was on air. Her mom is dead. And I posted something of my mom knitting my goddaughter a little baby sweater and I was like, look what my mom knit for
yeah,
my
yeah.
dad or whatever.
Sweet.
And my friend Kat just texted me, she goes, well, my mom's dead. And I was like, I was like, can I laugh? And she's like, that's the fucking point.
Yes.
And I was like, all right, cool, go.
All
go,
of
go.
Us were just begging people to laugh at our dead father and
yes,
dead
of course.
Mother references.
She's a stand-up too. Well, she was a stand-up or whatever. So it makes sense. You know, take the trauma.
What's going on with the mash and the DNA?
So it's called maternal spindle transfer.
Spindle transfer. Yeah.
And I mean, the basis of it is essentially the DNA from one mother's egg is placed into another mother's egg that's been emptied of most of the DNA.
What?
Okay.
Kate, you could be the empty egg. Egg, you have to be the vessel.
From this other one, I think it's sort of the vessel egg. It has more of the mitochondrial DNA.
Okay.
Whereas the sort of implanted DNA has... the nuclear DNA? I don't know what any of this means, by the way. I'm reading articles.
he's saying
like,
words.
He's getting a PhD in biology right
words.
Now. He's
yeah.
like trying to figure out.
Make fascinating like, things yeah. happen. Like this mother, this one article is about a Jordanian. This is a
so it has
CBC
happened.
News.
They've used it.
And the baby is human.
The baby, as far as we know.
Oh, okay.
As far as we know.
I haven't read all of the article yet.
We don't know.
It's only four, so it hasn't reached flying age yet.
True.
This Jordanian mother who had a lot of pregnancy losses, a lot of the children had Leigh syndrome or something. This procedure helped circumvent that.
So
wow.
So it's not really an actual DNA mashing of two hot lesbian moms the way that I...
I don't think it's
not the scissoring of the eggs, if you will, as we would have liked to
I
assume that
chop
it is.
each egg in half and just put them together.
It kind of sounds like, though, if there's like a genetic...
I want to knit them together.
If you want to see a graphic.
If there's a genetic...
Oh, that's helpful. Now I understand.
Oh, Lord.
Just a bunch of circles and arrows.
It does sound like if there is like a genetic... I don't know, maybe blip or something that's causing a syndrome where your kids can't be born. Maybe if you're fusing it with somebody, like if I had that gene,
it seems
like you could use my nucleus, but your mitochondrial egg could take that
like
genetic
it avoids
thing away.
Genetic disorders, basically.
It makes me feel better to know that there's a person who exists from this that didn't cause the apocalypse. That does make me feel better.
Actually, the first one of these
got
was
COVID.
Donald Trump.
Oh,
so
I am curious. I wonder if, though, like, would
I
that,
have two moms.
Sorry. Would that when you when if
no
we,
one has as many
I have the
moms,
most moms
as me?
So true. He's got more moms and dads than anyone out there.
I've got so many parents.
I wonder if that changes paternity, like not paternity. I wonder if that changes like parental rights. Like, are you both then legally the parent, and there's three legal parents, like biological legal parents?
Shit is so different state to state, and it's fucking wild.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
I Jen, my ex-girlfriend, had a brother, and for me that was the jackpot.
I have nothing against the brother thing, but for me it freaks me out. I'm not gonna do it.
I think you're lucky.
You guys look alike. I'm not gonna do it.
She's very
you gonna do it?
I'm not gonna
She's
do
a little
it.
Hetero with this. Just a little.
You'd be so fucking straight about it.
Anyone else can do it. Hetero. And I don't think it's weird. It's the specific
No, but I get it for you.
I don't like it.
I only have half brothers. Which is so frustrating.
I know what story I'm going to tell.
Because it is my father's ex-wife's children. So from a perspective of... And also, I kind of hate my brothers. And they're estranged. So it would be
super hard to get that sperm. Okay. Yeah, that's hard. That's
You're
going
to have to track down a private investigator and then a sex worker. You're going to have to get the whole
really
underbelly
difficult.
Of New York to trap your brothers, your stepbrothers.
First,
cum.
You should get like, well, you don't have to get a partner. But like first, I feel like if that's what you want, that should be your step one. Well, fix your clothes. Then you'll get a girlfriend. Then you can talk about having mashing up the eggs and using maybe not your half brother's sperm.
Yeah.
That's like step eight.
Yeah.
We got to get through 1 through 7 first.
And I'm 34, so we got to get a fucking move on.
Are you like...
Freeze the eggs, step one. That's what I really got to do.
Do you want kids before a certain age?
Not really. I don't care. Do My parents were old parents.
We've been saying in 10 years for
How
like
old?
5 years.
Yeah, I know. Well, but 34 feels so old and young at the same time. Like 34 feels old in the sense of like, I'm definitely not 21 anymore. And I feel like... better in general, but 34 is also like when my friends are having kids, I'm like, you're 34, like
friends,
live your life, you know. Like
all my friends have like 2 kids. Isn't that wild?
I have friends that have like 3 or 4 kids.
3 or 4,
what'd you say? Yeah,
three or four.
I'm like, 2 is plenty.
Yeah.
2 is so many.
I don't want 1, but I don't want,
and you kind of have to have 2, but I think more than that is insane.
It just feels 34.
No
feels
offense to anybody. If you can do it, congratulations. But
like my friends that have kids, I'm like, how do you have kids? How do you have kids? I can't imagine having a fucking child.
Here's how you have kids. You take 2 eggs. You mash them together.
Yeah. Then you get a half brother that you're estranged from. You get a garbage bag. You climb into his house. Okay. And you steal it from the bucket. And then Kate spits it into you. And that is how the baby is fucking born. That's how they have children.
That
that's
where
how all
babies
my,
come from, kids.
That's how all
so
my straight
funny.
Friends do.
You're so funny.
That's how all my straight
so
friends
I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right, should we go to Kate since we're like at an hour? Did you have gay sex this week?
Yes, I did. I forget. I'm so disconnected from the days of the week. The other day,
I know, comedian life.
The other day on a Thursday, I asked someone how their weekend was.
They're like, 5 days ago? I guess it was good.
They were like, I can barely remember. Yeah. I've been getting reamed at work for 4 days. So technically, I did have gay sex this week because this is my Tuesday. And what I was going to say when we were talking about brothers and all this shit, I think part of it, this is kind of 3 separate stories, so I'm just going to put the base fact out there and we can discuss it and unpack the other stories at another time, is on 3 separate occasions I've hooked up with girls who then hooked up with my brother.
I'm so glad you're talking about this.
This is really important.
This is so important.
This is really important. Yeah. This is really important.
You're doing the work right now.
You're being vulnerable. You're putting
the
a
hard
lot.
Work. Yeah.
Okay, so wait, 3 separate occasions, 3 different women, random times in your life.
Yeah.
Did you hooked up with them and then you introduced them to your brother and then they hooked up?
No, like, how did we went to the same?
Are you planning on doing this as a trilogy? This is your Lord of the Rings gay sex. Right.
If it's your Star Wars, you got six more to go or whatever the fuck.
There's really, really one of them is like a nothing thing. One of them is like kind of funny, and then one of them is like.
Are
a,
we discussing
a root of trauma?
One today, and then in
no,
the future.
No, we'll just discuss the general idea.
How. I need to know.
Yeah.
How far in between when you hooked up with them did they hook up with your brother?
There's obviously a respectable amount of space in.
Okay,
in
respectable. Each of not them. Like a day.
Honestly, no. Kate, how do you not want to use his cum? Because, like, he's right. basically
you
saying.
You guys have the same taste.
I would put my cum into the person that you would like to put your cum in.
It's. It really grinds my gears. So it's like insult. It would be insult to injury to like use his cum.
I feel that destiny is telling you to use his cum.
But that's why she has trauma.
Yeah.
Right?
It's brutal. That's a brutal experience. It's brutal.
Did he once think of you? I'm a little
Did
mad at
Did he know
your
that you dated these women?
He. So I didn't date any of them. These were like.
It's worth saying, and I don't know if you want this in here, so potential cut. You guys went to the same college.
Well, so yeah, we can keep that in there. We went to the same high school and the same college.
Are you guys the same age? Are you guys?
We're 2 years apart.
Okay.
Yep.
So it's not like he was Destiny. Seeking this out.
Did he know that you hooked up with these women first, though?
He knew, you know what? He knew for two of them, and the
Are you
other
transitioning
one is a little
more solely to have a fight with your brother? And
no, but I think that having a brother... who I think it's just like one more thing. Like it's like he was a boy who has natural athletic talent. My athletic talents were lacking. And
you
everything
played for the fucking
Yeah, because I worked fucking hard.
Kate was like an Olympic level athlete.
In what sport?
Soccer.
We didn't go to the Olympics, but we played in qualifiers. It was like the dream of my life. I
That's
played
amazing.
For Puerto Rico. And it was an honor and a dream, and I only got there because I worked really hard. He was born with like natural outright talent. And I...
Did he play for the Puerto Rican national
yeah,
team?
Yeah, I feel no. like that. That's
but he's a national champion.
In soccer?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
You know, he's born with, like, a natural talent.
I just love the way the mic is resting on your forearm right now. I'm, like, obsessed
we
with
do
it.
We do it weird over here.
It's like, she's just like...
there's, like, weird dynamics between, like our parents and us in terms of, like... There have been things that feel gendered, like, oh, he is the son. Even though I'm the eldest, it's like there's palpable things that like this
that's,
is the son
that's
of the family. Right. So, you know, maybe it's not anybody's fault, but it existed.
So funny, because in my family, I feel like I'm the son.
He was.
I'm definitely the son in my family.
And
I'm
there are other
more
sons. There's
than my
three
brother.
Other sons. And my dad died when I was so young and I still felt like I was the son. Anyway, sorry. Continue.
I'm so fascinated by that. Is that like a no, like a said thing? Like would they
no,
say that explicitly?
No. And I think they would
it's
be
just
hurt,
like a feeling
they would be hurt
vibe.
To hear it. But yeah. I like
you feel it.
I feel it. Yeah, just I can feel it,
I get it.
In certain ways.
I get it. It's a vibe.
And then he was so I feel better about my appearance now, but in our like growing up like teenage years, he was like such a popular boy. Dated so many girls, was widely considered attractive and cool, and I was like nerd, ugly, never been kissed, etc.
You were not in your you weren't out. It's so different. It's
yeah.
so different.
Yeah, it's such a different presentation.
But I was trying to hook up with boys. Like it I was
no,
just
it's not it's
it was just the reality. He had the athletic talent.
I'll kill your brother.
Looks,
I'll kill him.
He had the cachet
so
socially.
Everything came easier to him.
That's how
than
it felt
necessarily
from my
you.
Perspective.
Including his penis.
Fuck.
True. Although yours might be better.
Just yeah, keep you have a designer.
Keep that designer. You paid.
Yeah, mine's ergonomically yeah. designed.
Yours could probably self-drive in so many ways. All you need to do is do the shoulders. You're fucking solid, Kate. He's got to put in work for that shit.
But so there's all this feeling of like feeling like inadequate in comparison yes. to my brother. And then there's like the gender element of it's like he would like he would. We would play one-on-one wiffle ball, which is a hilarious thing to do. But when I would get tired, I would stop pitching well, and it made it boring for everybody, and he would get mad. And he would be like, I wish you were my brother. I wish I had a brother instead of you. He would Whoa. Get so mad and, like, say things directly like that. And I think in my, like, I don't think he even noticed
Like, yo, that's like the transest shit I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I almost feel like he was saying, you are my brother and this maybe isn't right yet.
Yeah.
Like, maybe this is incomplete.
Maybe.
I mean, obviously, I don't know your brother, and I know I just met you. He wasn't probably thinking of the overarching, like.
And again, he was like 2 years younger than me, so whatever he was saying,
angsty or whatever,
how it hit me.
But no wonder it hit you hard.
Right. And so then.
It does feel like we are setting up a Marvel movie. Just FYI. This definitely feels like there's a huge.
Like, I'm the villain. This is my origin story.
No, he's the villain.
He's the villain.
You're the trans superhero.
Web cum everywhere. You're fucking. You got him. Just spit shit on him.
But so, like, even now, like, things that freak me out is, like, when I put on certain faces for drag, my phone will think it's him, which is kind of, like, bizarre.
You do look alike.
It's a bizarre feeling. And so then to just have three separate, basically, hookups with straight women.
Thank you for sharing this, by the way. This was incredibly vulnerable.
This is really interesting.
I'm running out of shit to say, so I'm glad that you said
this. Then we were talking about brother semen and all that, and I think part of it is I'm like, stay away. You've had enough.
You want to have him on the pod?
No.
I already invited him.
You want to have your own shit.
He's extremely supportive now.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I love your brother. He's a great guy.
But these three interactions were insane.
Traumatizing.
Yeah. It was like, not only, you know, because hooking up with a straight woman in general is a little demoralizing.
It can be.
Where it's like,
that's
Ashley
Gavin's entire career. It's her entire sexual formation is hooking up with straight women.
Like, have you ever had a hookup where
maybe this explains everything. Maybe Kate nailed it. That's it.
It's a lot of like, I'm gonna do things to you and then
no, I got shit back.
And then no, but I'm saying for me it was it was a lot of like I wanna make you feel good and then you don't want to make me feel good, or like
Mine was kissing,
and we start going, and then you're like, actually, like, this is where my boundary is, which is totally fine, and I respect it, but it makes me feel like even more
for sure
of like an experiment.
Mine was like 2 years delayed, like fully sexual relationships out or not out sometimes, and then being like, nah, it's not for me.
That's
brutal.
Yeah, brutal. Brutal.
Yeah, that's my MO.
Brutal.
Not anymore. Kicked it.
So it feels like it's
3 years
thing
clean.
To like hook up with a straight woman and have them be like, you know what, like you, like women are not for me in general. And you're like, okay, can't do anything to control that. And then to pick the like better, hotter, fitter.
Better is
realer
and hotter and all that
realer
stuff.
Realer man.
Yeah.
Version of me.
And I use
it's
that
like
with
slap in the face.
All of that is in quotes to me. To me, you are top Sisk.
Thank you.
I agree.
You can tell
anyway,
that.
It's a bizarre. And I have no ill will towards anyone involved.
No, but I get it.
How many followers does your brother have?
Good point. How long have you been with Chelsea?
Yeah, we've been together like 8.5 years.
Has he been with Chelsea for 8.5 years?
That's what I wanted to know. Like, and he's been with her for 10 or 9.5, 8, 3/4. Just to fuck with you.
No, thank God.
8.5 years. Wow.
I lucked out. I will say the being with her
you really
a
you
lot
guys
of
have
like
to stay together for your whole lives, because the even the possibility of your brother dating Chelsea is freaking me out right now.
That's true. Like, that's so true. You have to do it out of spite, not because you love her. Fuck that. You gotta do it so your brother never
it.
Has her.
Secure it.
Nothing says romance like that. You're like, we're getting fucking married. I'm gonna lock you in a cage. I don't want to. My brother's
not
coming.
Invited.
I'm not inviting him to this fucking thing. No, that's the way to do it.
She's like, hey, I only agreed to get married for health insurance and taxes, and I'm like, well, I only did it for security purposes, like
not even money security.
I only did it to fuck my brother over so we could get her. You know what I mean?
Anyway,
she doesn't even know you have
life.
A brother.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, don't listen to this episode of the pod.
She doesn't have a brother now, I gotta say. And not after this episode. Not after this.
Yeah, whatever private investigator's tracking your brother down, he's gonna kill mine.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, it's separate. You kill this one and you steal the cum of
yeah,
this
right.
one.
Yeah.
Steal. He does the opposite. You end up with my brother's child.
You're like,
that's your worst nightmare. That's your worst nightmare.
My podcast co-host!
Are you close with your brother?
Yeah, we're pretty close.
Okay, good.
Well, yes and no. Yeah, he comes to my shows and he supports. And
I almost want to text my sister after this, after what you've described.
Mm.
I love my sister so much.
Yeah.
And I often think about what it must have been like to be my little sister. Bummer.
Really?
Were you a shitty older sister?
I think I was a classically shitty older sister in the ways that all older sisters are shitty, which I regret.
Mm.
But I don't hold myself.
Stay out of my room. That's
that kind of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And all she wanted to do was hang out.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I'm like, come on. That's so upsetting. And but then she had her rebellion. When she got to when she got to high school, she was like, I was like, let's be friends now.
Yeah.
We're close enough in age now that we can be friends. Yeah. She was like, fuck you.
What's the age difference?
4 years. 4.5 years.
Okay. So you never went to school together.
No,
really?
We were always separate schools. Like,
got it.
Yeah. And then we became friends and we're friends. But I imagine having such a attention seeking, validation seeking older sibling might have been really hard. Yeah.
You were also kind of, well, you can cut it if this is an insult.
I really want to know how you
kind of a parent in a way.
Yes. I don't know if she feels that way. I've never asked her.
Losing a parent young probably puts you in more of an adult role.
I always tried to protect her from my mom. That was big.
Yeah.
That was really, really big. I wonder if she remembers that. Can't bring it up. Cry immediately.
Yeah.
I literally, my sister, like, I can say this to you guys, but I literally can, I could never be like, sometimes I miss dad. To my sister, I would like literally, I would have like a mental breakdown. We like barely talk about it.
Interesting.
Which really is so stupid. Yeah. We should talk about it. It's the one huge thing we have in common.
I know, yeah, but there's a reason you're not. So I get it, because it's so massive. Because
it was so, that piece of vulnerability is so massive. Wow, this episode is insane.
I know.
That piece of vulnerability is so massive to me because it was the single most difficult moment of my entire life.
Yeah.
To be like 11 and being like, okay, it's me versus my mom for the next 10 years. Let's fucking go.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was just like, yeah. It's like,
did you know even then that was how it was going to be?
I think I did. Yeah, I think I did.
That's a lot.
I imagine losing a parent, especially at 11, it's like you're old enough to probably be really aware of what's happening with you and then young enough to like still feel like you should be a kid.
Yeah.
And so when it like warps you out of that childhood phase that you're in, you have probably have like a lot of realizations that you have to like, you're like, oh my God, my mom for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, I think I knowingly
went into survival mode.
Yeah, exactly. Like old enough to really understand what you're doing and young enough to feel like an innocent kid.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it was tough. It was really hard. I should talk to her about it. And I'm putting it out into the airwaves.
You should.
And I'm going to buy that fucking sweater.
I'm going to give it to you.
And
like,
no, don't give me the sweater.
I'm going to give it to Kate.
I walk out of here, I'm like,
she comes out, she's like, look at my new sweater.
It's from Paris.
Is that how I talk? Fuck. Shit. Perfect lesbian. You can
this was a really great episode. I'm so glad that you talked about your brother and then I made it about me. Classic.
True. I'd like to thank my brother, Greer.
That was very vulnerable, though, Kate.
Greer,
thank you for saying that.
Greer is your brother's name?
Greer's my sister's name.
Oh, because I was going to say, I mostly know it for, not like Darren is it's particularly masculine, but Greer I've only known as women. So
yeah.
Greer's a cool name.
If my name were Greer, don't you think I'd be wildly famous?
Greer Gavin?
Greer Gavin, the gay comedian?
Yeah. Gay Greer Gavin?
Gay Greer Gavin.
Yeah, but you've got Ash Gavs.
Yeah.
You have, sometimes assonance is more powerful than alliteration, I feel like.
Thank you.
That's powerful.
James Charles Dickens over here. I hope some people get that. That is such a deep cut. Patreon.com/WHGS. Apparently he says, hey, sisters. And that's how I should have done my impression.
Oh, okay.
Like, hey, sisters. I don't know. What does Charles Dickens sound like? Probably not that.
I don't know.
Does anyone know?
That was like Dracula, if anything.
It sounded old.
I appreciate that.
I'll give you that.
All right.
Butt plugs.
Butt plugs.
Butt plugs?
Is plug that... something.
Oh, butt plugs, I think I'm going to have to plug with you guys. No, reality check on PeopleTV.com Monday through Thursday.
Nice.
So, awesome. Yeah. Thank you for being here. You will be back because this was epic.
This was a fun one.
Really fun.
Thank you. I hope I wasn't offensive or said anything wrong.
I think you're fine.
Okay.
Because we can cut it.
Okay.
But we'll keep this in.
Keep the awkwardness.
What'd she say? What'd she fucking say? You'll never know.
You're never gonna know.
What'd
but...
she fucking say?
What did Kate's pointing a gun at me right now? No one can see it.
What the fuck did
Alex
Darren
has a machete.
Say?
Guys, I really fucked up.
What
I said a lot of things
did
I shouldn't
you
have said. You know what I said, and I don't want to repeat it. I just want Kate to spit cum into my mouth. Okay. I'm sorry.
Listener, one more time, you can donate as little as a dollar to patreon.com/WHGS. $3 gets you a live stream of my weekly show every single week. $3 for 4 to 5 shows, that's an insane value. And our bonus episodes as well. Please consider it. I know most of you guys listen for free. Just give mama, give big mama the paycheck that she deserves, okay? And everyone else involved. And my gay thought today, am I gonna be a big mama? I'm getting old. Do I want to bring kids into this world? This melting world? The authoritarian state we live in? Is it a good... My kids are going to be gay, obviously. So do I want to bring my gay, genderless children into this melting hellhole? Right in! Should I sell my eggs? Or should I keep them for myself? It's up to you. It's not up to me. It's up to you, listener. Top me. Tell me whether or not I'm going to keep my eggs. Have a good week.